True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk about one of the moments that I think helped spark the comeback for the Kansas City Chiefs. We're going to take calls today. I think you guys know it's just a different kind of week. It's a holiday week. A lot of people taking time off. The Chiefs play on Thursday. Rob's gone for a couple of days this week. We just got a little bit of a different week, you know, so we're going to take some calls. We'll have a little bit of fun. 913-586-7965. We'll talk a little Thanksgiving. We'll have some fun here on The Drive. So, Rob, I'm curious to get your thoughts of what happened yesterday because you picked the Colts to win the game, and I understand it. The Colts had been the better, more consistent team, and your point was kind of seeing is believing. The Chiefs hadn't really shown that ability up to that point in the season, so you were going to go with what felt like the more sure thing. The game ended up playing out very, very closely. It was an overtime kind of game, so I don't think it was a bad prediction. You just ended up getting the final score of the game wrong. I think at some point, the Colts are going to be in another one of these situations. And in my opinion, they have failed these situations twice now. They went on the road to play the Pittsburgh Steelers a couple of weeks ago, and Daniel Jones was an absolute turnover machine, as he's tended to be in his career. And in this game, for whatever reason, they decided to go away from Jonathan Taylor. Now, it wasn't working, not like how it's worked so far this season, but the Indianapolis Colts are a run the football kind of team. How do you win? How did you amass this record? You did this by having the best running back in the National Football League and running the football. And the Colts, in my opinion, ran into the problem that we see teams all of the time. Hey, what we usually do doesn't work. So instead of trusting that eventually, hey, we keep giving the ball to Jonathan Taylor, eventually he's going to break one. He's too good of a player to not break one. They then decided to let Daniel Jones try to go win the game. And those four drives that we were just talking about right before the break, if you just tuned in, after the Kareem Hunt fumble, Indianapolis ran 12 plays for 13 yards the rest of the way. In those 12 plays, three of those where Jonathan Taylor carries.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Three. That's not the ratio that the Colts need to win. They ran 9 pass plays when you had the lead and needed to run out the clock. And they ran 3 run plays with the offensive player of the year in Jonathan Taylor. This is a problem that teams have, and I thought the Colts had it yesterday. And we had talked about coming into this game how this was going to be a validation game for both sides. The Chiefs win this game. You see it on Pat McAfee. Pat McAfee's number one observation this week in the National Football League is the Chiefs is still the Chiefs. I told you that was going to be the case. If the Chiefs beat a top 5 team at home, the feeling is going to be, hey, I know it was a little bit rocky, but that's still Kansas City. You still got to knock them down, and the Colts had their opportunity. They took a shot at the King, and they missed. And the feeling to me coming out of this game and what it means for the Indianapolis Colts is you can't tell me that that team is going to be 3 playoff teams in 3 straight weeks and win a Super Bowl. No chance you can feel that way about that team. The Colts are a good football team. They do a lot of things well. And I don't think Daniel Jones is terrible in any way. But if they don't run the football super successfully and Jonathan Taylor is not at the center of what they do, and teams with good defenses like Pittsburgh can take Jonathan Taylor out of the game, or a team like Kansas City can remove Jonathan Taylor from the game, and we're forcing Daniel Jones to repeatedly make plays, he's just not that guy. He's not that guy. We know that about this team. I'm ready to write the Colts off right now. They're a nice story. They'll win 11 or 12 games this season. They'll be the 2 seed or maybe the 3 seed in the AFC playoffs, and they'll end up losing a game because Jonathan Taylor ran for 71 yards and Daniel Jones was Daniel Jones. That was my takeaway from watching them yesterday.
I don't disagree. I do think the Colts kind of got away from what makes them the Colts. Although I do think in the first half, Daniel Jones was good. Like, so credit the Chiefs defense. They made some adjustments. Their pass rush improved. Chris Jones started becoming a menace. We'll talk about that later in the show. I don't think it's as simple as, man, the Colts just went away from who the Colts are. I think the Chiefs kind of took away a little bit of that. So that's number one. And two, I get your point about how they're going to lose in the playoffs. And if you doubted the Indianapolis Colts coming into the game, nothing they've done, you know, reassured you that maybe they are a Super Bowl caliber team. I don't think they're a Super Bowl caliber team. But, man, I kind of walked away from Sunday, thinking the Colts are not as good as the Chiefs, but I don't know that any team in the AFC is dominant. The Colts are kind of like every team in the AFC. They have a fatal flaw. It exists, but they are good enough on some given days to overcome that fatal flaw. Like, there's a reason the Colts are 8-3. It's not just hokum and witchcraft. Like, they are a good football team. Their fatal flaw is Daniel Jones. The Chiefs, I think, are better than the Colts. I think we saw that on Sunday. But it's not like the Chiefs are out without flaw. I can go down the list of every AFC team. Maybe the Patriots are the one that you kind of don't think that way about, but not a lot of people trust Drake May. Like, the Bills are good. They have a fatal flaw. The Jags. Like, I feel like the Colts are just kind of part of what every team in the AFC is this year, a team that on a given Sunday can beat anyone else in the playoffs, but also we all see the major Achilles heel, and because of that can lose any Sunday in the playoffs.
I just think we've seen this team with the Indianapolis Colts. Like, I understand that it's a quarterback league, right? But we have seen there is a formula to get to the postseason. If you can run the football successfully and play good defense like the Colts can, you can win double-digit games by that formula. But inevitably, what happens with a team like the Indianapolis Colts that is so reliant on a running back that whenever that running back gets stopped the way that Jonathan Taylor did, Jonathan Taylor didn't have a great day. He had 16 carries for 58 yards, and half of those came on one run. He had one run for 27 yards. That means for his other 15 carries, he did absolutely nothing against Kansas City's defense. So if running the football is not working today, what's your plan B? Do you have another counterattack? Do you have a different punch? And I just don't think the Colts have shown you that they have a lot of punch. When you've seen them go on the road and play playoff teams, not beating up on Tennessee, not beating up on Arizona. I'm talking about teams that we think are legitimate contenders and can do something. They've played 2 of them on the road. They went on the road to Pittsburgh. Jonathan Taylor wasn't super effective, and Daniel Jones turned the football over. And on Sunday, they had chances to beat Kansas City. This was a 14-6 game. The Chiefs offense was doing nothing. The Colts offense had gone up the field on two consecutive drives and scored touchdowns. The Colts have the ball 3rd and 1 at midfield. I don't know why the Colts in that scenario decided to not give Jonathan Taylor the football and try to deep pass down the field with Daniel Jones, where he throws it into double coverage. And just, it was those kind of plays over the course of the game that when the Colts asked Daniel Jones to step up and make a play and be the difference maker, he's just not capable of being that difference maker. So if that's the case, then we've seen this team before. You know who they are? They are the 2018 Tennessee Titans. And Jonathan Taylor this year is starring in it as Derrick Henry. You remember that run Derrick Henry went on? That was an incredible 2-month run. He got them almost single-handedly to the AFC Championship. He ended Tom Brady's career in New England. He ended Earl Thomas's career with the Baltimore Ravens. And next thing you know, you're in the AFC Championship game. Man, if your only chance of getting to the Super Bowl, your only chance of advancing is your running back being superhuman, well, what do you do when he's not superhuman? Well, Daniel Jones isn't good enough to get them out of those situations.
I actually think that analogy is perfect. And maybe I'm being a little nicer to the Colts because I think what's different about that Titans team is, do you think there's a truly dominant team in the AFC? Because I would say that year the Titans made that run. They had to go up against Mahomes coming off an MVP season. They had to go up against Brady in the final year in New England. Deshaun Watson, before we knew he was a big old sicko, was a good quarterback that year. Like, there was, even that year, we felt like there's a power structure in the AFC and they're not part of it because they can't beat these teams. I don't know that that level of team exists this year in the AFC. So you're right. I think they are going to be a team that rides their running back to success in the postseason. But that Titans team went to the AFC title game and then was a one seed 2 years later. They did these things when Mahomes at the peak of his powers. I don't know that the way it's currently working, Mahomes is the peak of his powers. I think a team like that could be a problem in the postseason. We don't see it usually, but we usually see a dominant quarterback emerge in the postseason.
I'm with you there. Do you think that you can advance in the postseason if your team has the worst quarterback of all the playoff teams? Because I'm going through it right now.
Trevor Lawrence is worse than Daniel Jones, just for the record. It's close, but he's worse.
I don't know.
Did you see a different Arizona
game? I'm telling you right now, I'd much rather have Bo Nix than have Daniel Jones.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.